Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan Mubarak to everyone who is listening. I'm delighted to share today commentary on two verses that we covered today in this juzu. And the first ayah 163 from the fourth surah of the Quran. Behold, we have inspired thee, O Prophet, just as we inspired Noah and all the prophets after him, as we inspired Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and their descendants, including Jesus and Job and Jonah and Aaron and Solomon, and as we vouchsafed unto David a book of divine wisdom. And the next ayah as well. And we inspired apostles whom we have mentioned to thee ere this, as well as apostles whom we have not mentioned to thee, and as God spoke his word unto Moses. So this is such a beautiful reflection of the way that the Quran approaches this notion of our relationship as a religious tradition to others. And I wanted to highlight 5 points in the commentary on these verses. First of all, we know Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a unique mission. One in particular that the Quran tells us was rahmatan lil alamin, to be a mercy, a vessel of compassion, one who brought healing to all people. So while Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a very specific and beautiful mission, Prophet Muhammad also had a connection to all of these other prophets mentioned in the Quran. And I think we have to often remind ourselves of that, because we spend so much time describing differences between religious traditions. And one of the things that we bring to the conversation is how we are also connected to the people who respect all of these different and wonderful prophets from before. So it's quite important to see that the Quran enumerates and names the prophets and tells us that we are connected in many ways to a conversation that is not new, a conversation that didn't emerge just from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, but one that is connected through time. As we know, even in the Quran, our practice of fasting, the Quran says that we have ordained fasting on you as it was for those before you. So even the practice of Ramadan, of fasting, is a ritual that across time has had significance. So I wanted to just remind us of that. The other beautiful implication of these two verses from this juzu are the notion that our tradition is a learned tradition. We are a people who are connected as these two ayahs tell us. We are connected by text to other traditions. So for one to be a Muslim is to be a learned person. As we know in our tradition, we are always supposed to be pursuing learning. In fact, the first words said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the revelation of the Quran were iqra, to read. So it reminds us that for Muslims to be deeply engaged in even knowing our own tradition, we have to learn and understand and pursue knowledge and scholarship. We are a community of scholars. Whether you are someone who studied for 20 years or someone who's just picking up the Quran, we are not a tradition where we use just proclamations of faith without some learning behind it. So I just wanted to encourage all of you, think about our religious tradition as a thinking tradition. And how in this month are you going to ponder not just the Quran and understand the Quran first deeply, but how do you engage with other religious traditions so that when we come to the table, in many ways, the Quran is telling us here, you know your own tradition, and you should also be familiar with those that we are connected to understand how to have a conversation. And one of the beautiful things is, as Muslims, we are connected to other traditions in this conversation, both in our scriptures, but also throughout our history. So as Muslims, it's very important to understand that learning and scholarship are a lifelong pursuit. In fact, Imam Al-Ghazali talks about this knowledge, this idea of knowledge as a potential that is locked in the human being. And once we learn, it continues to grow and we are lifelong learners. So I wanted to encourage us to think about Ramadan not just as a spiritual pursuit, Ramadan not just as a time to go forward with improving your practice of fasting, charity, and forgiveness, but how are you sharpening your mind in this month? How are you learning to understand our religious tradition? How are you beginning to do the in-depth investigation of our text and the many commentaries throughout our history that exist? And I think that's really important, because sometimes we live in a time where we don't want to pursue an intellectual relationship with our religious tradition. We want a decision right away. We want someone to tell us what to do right away. And what I want to remind us is that what's beautiful about this religious tradition, as the Quran enumerates here, is one after the other, there were revelations that came both in writing and through other, in terms of the writing that Allah prescribed through different books that were revealed to different prophets. So I just wanted to kind of bring that up. Another thing that's beautiful, if we read these two ayahs together, is that what the Quran tells us in more than one place is Allah could have created us in one religious community. He could have made us all speak the same language. He could have made us all the same color, but it was Allah's will that we be different. It was Allah's will that we be a diverse set of nations on this earth. And what are we supposed to compete with each other in? In fact, we are supposed to compete in good works. So in this time when we're dealing with such a challenge as the coronavirus all over the world, let us as Muslims lead with the notion that what we should be doing is not competing to save just our community, competing for resources, hoarding resources, looking only for charity to our own selves or our own families. But in fact, this ayah connects us to communities around the world and tells us that in such a time, in fact, this is a time for cooperation and connection with our religious tradition, as well as a time of cooperation and connection. In fact, what I love about these ayahs together and many other places in the Quran that describe religious pluralism in such an embodied way is that to be fully human, to be fully engaged with our religious tradition, we have to know people of other religious communities. When we think of who our neighbor is, these days we're all stuck in our houses. I hope, inshallah, you're staying at home. You know, who your neighbor is. We don't knock on the door and say, are you Muslim? I'm here to give you something. Oh, wait, you're from that religious tradition or you're of that racial ethnic group. I'm not going to help you. We actually serve with no consideration of who that person is. So inshallah, I hope these ayahs helped you think through what is it that was the unique mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How was his revelation and experience connected to other communities? How are we a tradition of deep intellectual history, genealogy, and continued investigation in our modern context? And also, how do we compete with one another in righteousness, in serving, not in putting each other down, not in harming each other, but actually, how do we compete and cooperate to take care of one another, inshallah? And I'm so thankful that Islamic Center of Southern California has particularly sisters giving these talks in the evening. I hope that you benefit, inshallah. and so many activities throughout this month on a regular basis. I know I spend my whole weekend there, usually at the parenting circle, serving people of every religious community on Saturday at the food pantry. And I know the mosque is continuing all these activities, serving the local community in so many ways. So I do hope, inshallah, one of the things we do in this month of Ramadan is to strengthen the institutions such as the Islamic Center of Southern California through the giving of charity to our own institutions. If we don't support our own institutions, we can't expect anyone else to. Shukran jazakumullah, and thank you so much for this opportunity to speak with all of you tonight.